96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Highway 63 at the Mill Pond in Drummond will close beginning Tuesday, September 8th, and the closure will affect several Drummond Area School District bus routes. The district says the closure is expected to last about a week, although the contractor hopes to install the main culvert within about 3 days and reopen the highway to one-lane traffic sooner. Four bus routes serving the Barnes, Delta, and Cable areas will be affected. Those buses will have to take an approximately 12-mile detour, adding about 20 minutes to the trip. The district says morning pickup times will stay the same, but students on those routes may arrive at school about 20 minutes later than usual. Afternoon drop-offs are also expected to be about 20 minutes later. The district says it will adjust arrival and breakfast routines for affected students. Specific detour maps and route information are available on the Drummond Area School District Facebook page. Marshfield Clinic is offering two free online suicide prevention trainings in September. The first, on September 14th, is geared toward people serving rural communities, including firefighters, EMS professionals, and veterans. The QPR training will cover how to recognize warning signs, respond to someone in crisis, and connect them with help. A second training on September 17th is designed for mental health clinicians, healthcare providers, counselors, and other crisis professionals. That session will focus on safety planning and talking with people and families about safely storing firearms or other lethal means during a crisis. Marshfield Clinic says the trainings are meant to give people practical tools to recognize when someone may need help and know how to respond. Both sessions are free and will be held online. Registration information is available through Marshfield Clinic. Drivers are seeing some relief at the pump this week as gas prices have gone down across Wisconsin. Here's Civic Media's Melissa Kay.
Average gas prices fell 10.2 cents over the last week, the average on Monday landing at $3.81 per gallon. This is 16 cents lower than a month ago and 83 cents higher than this time last year. While average gasoline prices fell in slightly more than half of states over the last week, Gas Buddy officials say motorists should expect prices to remain volatile in the weeks ahead. Even though the Trump administration struck a major deal with Venezuela, it will likely be years before any benefits are seen at the pump. Officials at Gas Buddy say, quote, "The factors with the most immediate impact on where prices go from here remain the ongoing developments between the U.S. and Iran and continued Ukrainian attacks on Russian oil refineries," end quote. The deal with Venezuela signals that the White House remains concerned about elevated fuel prices, but any benefits from increased Venezuelan output will take years to fully materialize.
Several Wisconsin hunting seasons open in September, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding hunters to check the dates and regulations before heading out. Early Canada goose is among the seasons opening today, while bear, archery and crossbow deer, grouse, turkey, woodcock, and duck seasons open later this month. Season openers are spread throughout the month, and dates can vary by species, zone, and hunting method. New this fall, the DNR has put its hunting regulations online in a new format with a filter to help hunters find the rules that apply to them. The DNR says hunters should check their season dates, hunting hours, and make sure they have the licenses and stamps they need before heading out. You can find more on the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources website. For Muskie 101 News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. Now a look at Northwoods News. I'm Maddie Schaefer. Enbridge is temporarily halting construction on its Line 5 reroute following last week's gas leak in Iron County. The 48-hour pause began Monday and comes after the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources asked Enbridge to stop work until the leak is resolved and steps are taken to prevent future spills. The incident happened August 25th when a parked, unoccupied subcontractor truck rolled into an open excavation at an Enbridge Line 5 valve project near Saxon. The truck struck the pipeline, releasing natural gas liquids into the air. Enbridge estimates about 31,000 barrels, or 1.3 million gallons, of natural gas liquids, mainly propane and butane, vaporized into the atmosphere. Crews are now using trailer-mounted flare stacks brought in over the weekend to burn off about 2,000 barrels, or 84,000 gallons, of remaining natural gas liquids in a controlled manner. Enbridge says air monitoring is continuing while that work is underway, and the half-mile evacuation zone remains in place. Local first responders have left the site and a private contractor is now helping with the response. Enbridge says about 150 people are still working at the site and no injuries have been reported. For now, Line 5 remains shut down, with Enbridge hoping to restore service by September 5th. The Thomas St. Angelo Public Library in Cumberland is offering an introduction to birding next week. Sage Dunham with the Hunt Hill Nature Center will lead the program on Friday, September 11th at 9 a.m. at the Harvest Grill at Cumberland Healthcare. The program will cover some of the birds found in the area, along with tips for getting started and a look at birding guidebooks and equipment. Afterward, participants can head outside for a hike along the Cumberland Healthcare Trail. The program is open to the public, and you can register by calling 715-822-2767 or by emailing cupl@cumberlandpl.org. For Northwoods News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Feldman. The NFL has sidelined Packers running back Josh Jacobs while criminal charges against him move through the court. Jacobs is now on the commissioner's exempt list, so he cannot practice or attend games with Green Bay. He was charged Thursday with misdemeanor battery and criminal damage to property following a May arrest. Jacobs denies the accusations. His lawyers say he intends to return to the Packers and the NFL after the review is finished. Two teenage boys died Saturday when their car went off the road and hit a tree in Marinette County. Marinette Sheriff's deputies say the crash happened shortly before 11 p.m. on County Highway G east of Crivitz. They say the teen driver lost control on a curve, went into a ditch, and hit a tree. The sheriff's office identified the driver as 16-year-old Landon England from Menominee, Michigan. 17-year-old Princeton Welty from Crivitz was also killed in the crash. A nationwide bench warrant has been issued for an Eau Claire woman who failed to appear at her sentencing hearing on charges of child neglect. Civic Media's James Kelly has more.
According to court documents, 36-year-old Tony Hammonds was scheduled to appear in court on August 28th for sentencing after pleading no contest to four counts of chronic neglect of a child as party to a crime. An investigation was launched after school employees reported malnourishment concerns with her four children. Their step-parent, Mary Bentley Oram, was also sentenced to over 4 years in prison in October. I'm James Kelly for Civic Media News.
Online court records show an attorney has had periodic contact with Hammonds in the last week. More state tax money than expected could leave Wisconsin with a nearly $3 billion surplus. However, there's still no agreement on how to use it. New figures show tax collections rose 3.4% from the year before and came in about 2% higher than projected. Republican budget leaders say they want to revisit tax relief and property tax help, along with the support for schools. 75 veterans who served during the global war on terror are back home in Wisconsin after a four-day mission of healing retreat. The veterans left the Fox Valley last Thursday to tour the 9/11 Memorial and Museum in New York, along with the Freedom Tower and Statue of Liberty. Organizers say the trip is a chance for veterans to reflect on their own service while sharing the bond that comes with those who've lived through some of the same experiences. The trip is offered at no cost to veterans as a way to celebrate the veterans and their families, organizers say, while helping them find a healthier path forward. Heavy rain on Saturday brought IndyCar's only doubleheader of the season to a halt at the Milwaukee Mile on Saturday. Intensifying rain forced drivers off the track on lap 90. Race 1 was delayed further by storms yesterday morning, but did eventually resume, and drivers completed both races yesterday. That Saturday soaker was a precursor to a hot and humid weather pattern setting in across our state. National Weather Service forecasters say it'll be hot and stormy over the next few days in much of Wisconsin. Temps are expected to be in the upper 80s and 90s with chances for scattered afternoon and evening storms. More details coming up in weather. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Feldman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers take on the Cubs again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports, where the Brewers face the Cubs tonight in Game 2 of a four-game series at Wrigley Field. The Brewers got drilled last night 17-3. The Cubs' Clay Holmes pitched great. The Brewers' Kyle Harrison did not, giving up 5 home runs before Pat Murphy yanked him out of the game in the fourth inning.
Starting pitcher didn't give us what we needed to have. That's all there's to it. And then you get behind in a game like that against a pitcher that guy was great tonight. And the Cubs' offense was right on point.
College football, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready for their season opener against Notre Dame Sunday inside Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
We know this is a huge game in game one, and kicking off the way we're kicking off in Lambeau against Notre Dame, but we also understand there's a journey here, and so there aren't decisions made completely on a lot of guys just yet, and we'll have to figure that thing out as we get closer to game.
That's Wisconsin Badger head coach Luke Fickell. The Badgers are 20-point underdogs. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today, are high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, it'll be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers and thunderstorms after midnight. Our low, upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, an early shower or thundershower, then partly cloudy with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.